Dina Diamond, a very good morning. What are we talking about today?
So we are discussing the Dollar Shave Club. Have you ever heard of the Dollar Shave Club?
Not until you told me about it.
Did you watch the videos?
Of course.
Oh my God. So I love this. So the Dollar Shave Club is actually used very often as an example from a marketing perspective and from a business startup perspective.
Right.
So the Dollar Shave Club was actually started in 2011 by someone named Michael Dublin and Mark Levine. Although actually Michael Dublin is the one who's the CEO and actually basically runs it these days. And they came together at a party and they were discussing the bane that men go through of having to buy razors on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, it's just what you have to do and you have to shave.
Right.
Well, you don't have to, but you know, generally depending what you want to look like. So they discussed this and they thought, no, they've got a brilliant idea. It is the bane of everyone's existence. They're going to create the Dollar Shave Club. So for $1 a month, you're able to get razors shipped to you once a month or whatever the frequency is that you require. And, they're high quality blades and you feel like you're getting a good deal and you don't have to worry about the bane of literally going to the supermarket and everything. So what they did, and I love this, they created an ad which was, basically Michael Dublin walking through a warehouse being totally casual. Like everyone expects like ads to be a bit more serious, whatever. The quirkiness of this. So whoever hasn't seen it has to go to YouTube and look up Dollar Shave Club because this is, I actually think it's the best ad I've ever seen. So basically it's him walking through a warehouse saying, you know, our blades are awesome. I won't use all his words. Our blades are awesome and you don't want to like have to mission with shaving and all of this and you don't want to have to pay too much money. And he walks through and he's got a guy like on a trolley and it's like he's literally walking through the warehouse and things are happening and he goes, where does that other money go? He goes, it goes to Roger Federer. He goes, I play tennis and he's holding a tennis racket and the ball comes flying past him.
Oh,
so it is so quirky. It is so
quirky,
great.
100%.
And then they've got, and then he's also said, and not only that, but we were employing people. So he's got this like kid Alejandro in the background and he goes in before that Alejandro was unemployed and now Alejandro what is it? I've got a job.
So that's lovely.
The ad was so quirky and so clever that within, I mean, it just absolutely went viral like straight away and within 48 hours he had 12,000 orders.
Unbelievable.
Exactly. I mean, and literally, I mean, that like from nowhere. So that business has grown to 3.2 million subscribers. In fact, possibly
3.2 million subscribers.
Exactly. And that was in the United States. So, and since then, they've actually been bought out by Unilever for $1 billion. How crazy is that? So they got $1 million worth of seed funding from some venture capitalists. Later on, they did another round and then another round. And then Unilever thought that this business was so powerful that they paid $1 billion for it.
All right, we're going to continue that conversation. I've got Dina Diamond in studio. We're talking marketing, and we're talking about the $1 Shave Club.
Absolutely.
And how cool is the name? I want to read the book called The $1 Shave Club.
Listen, he speaks at a lot of universities and had a lot of sort of talks that he gives. But, I mean, if you think about it, such a simple like actual concept, because what they did from a marketing perspective, what you have to do if you have, if you haven't got a product, you say, what is the needs of the consumer? Like what do they want? And this was such almost like a brilliant deep insight because not only were they solving for everyone else, they were solving for themselves because you find this is your own bugbear.
Yes.
So for them to come up with this concept was, it was actually so simple. It's so brilliant.
Well, isn't it? You know, I went to, when I went to hear the founder of Waze speak, he spoke about the problem being your friend, not the solution. When you're an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
In other words, make friends with a problem because it's all about
the problem. Exactly.
Yeah. Here the problem is people didn't want to keep buying their razor blades. It was an irritation. Maybe it was expensive. Maybe they stretched it too far because of the cost, because of the irritation of having to go. And so they found a solution.
Absolutely. And not only that, but it was originally aimed at men. So 80%
of their
customers are men and 20% are women, because women also have to do what they need to do to groom.
Right. Of course.
And then not from like, so what they do also is really brilliant. So from a marketing perspective, they actually offer you for $5, you can get a starter like tester kit. So they also, and they offer a full money back guarantee. So from a marketing perspective, they are doing all the right things. They're offering you chance to see the product. And once people, cause you have to go sort of through that ladder. So you actually like have to, number one, you've got to be aware of the product. Then you've right. got to be interested in the product. Then you have to want to try it. Then you actually convert and you actually buy it. And then you become brand loyal. And they actually take you through that entire journey, but on such a clever, in such a clever way that you don't even realize you're doing it. So you actually get the tester product and then you think, wow, this is great. They have to obviously have the quality. Because you can't do great marketing and then not have the quality right, that you need. Right. And people are saying that there's even like people who do blogs, you know, and these videos, and they like go, today we're going to look at the $1 Shave Club. And they look at the box and the packaging, and it's very quirky. They've even got a magazine for guys to read on the toilet.
That's so funny.
With common day men problems. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it? Whiskey, something about whiskey and wine. Which one goes for, no, it's actually, it was beer. Sorry, beer right. and wine. Yes. Which one makes, anyway, we won't go into that one. But basically it like has articles on that and just things that people relate to. And it's quirky and it's fun and which is so boring, but they make it so interesting.
Well, I would guess that you have to keep not reinventing yourself, but keeping yourself quirky because you've solved a problem now. Mm-hmm. And once you've solved a problem at your place, well, then anybody like an Amazon can look at and say, well, hold on a minute. We can do this. We've got the logistic systems. We can do this delivery better, cheaper, quicker, etc. So therefore you've got to create and you've got to keep customers loyal to mm-hmm. your brand, and that can't always be easy.
No, absolutely. So what they've done in terms of that is they've gone into a brand extension. Mm-hmm. So that you can't also survive on razors alone.
Right, one can't. Not at a dollar. Yeah.
They've extended into hair care products. And also, even though it starts at a dollar, obviously right. nothing's ever just a dollar.
Yes, of course.
So you can choose the highest spec, you can choose right, a different course, blade, and you can decide on the frequency. And so you become a member, but you can at any time cancel, which is always fantastic because right. it sort of takes out that fear factor. Mm-hmm. And, they have the options, whatever. So now they've got hair grooming stuff. They've got toothbrush, tooth care. They've got bath stuff. And they've also, like, they've created, like, quite a bespoke little home, also, like, hygiene range. And you right. can order all of it. You can order
so
a pack
become,
of all of it.
It's evolved into that.
Exactly. And what I love, they did another ad also, which totally, and it also, it's all the off-the-wall thinking and a little bit out there. They've got another ad where, I don't know if you saw this one, where they look at, there's a whole bunch of different men and they're all in their own bathrooms getting ready, how they get ready and grooming how they groom. And I mean, they use proper examples, which are hilarious, which people dare put on television.
Right.
And then it shows that they're all in a massive warehouse and they're all doing stuff in there. And then the spotlight goes from one to the other. And then there's this like massive guy, like hairy guy, but is in a bath with candles and bubbles. And it's just so great. And then eventually all the bathroom like walls fall down and they all walk out like, no matter how you groom, we've got something for you. It just speaks to you. It is so quirky. The advertising, the creativity around it is just brilliant because it stands out. And as you said, the biggest compliment to anyone from a new business is when people start copying you. And obviously people have started copying them.
Especially people that already have the systems.
Exactly. But that's why obviously Unilever bought them because they saw them as a threat and as something they wanted to get into. Right. But even in South Africa, I don't know if you're aware of it because I don't know, they obviously haven't done it as successfully. But if you have a beard and you're very into your grooming and your beard oil, which has become very popular.
Very.
I mean, people who have beards and goatees take it very seriously.
Right, absolutely.
So there's actually something called the Gentleman's Beard Club, which is a South African
concept of that.
Concept.
Wow.
And they've got, I love this also, they've got there's also something called the Shave Club in South Africa and the Shaving Company and what's it called? Shaving Grace.
Shaving Grace. Oh, that is absolutely wonderful.
And these are just in South Africa. Yeah, so in the US, obviously, they're a lot more copycats. Right. And they're in the US, they're in Canada, they're in Australia and the UK. So they've also expanded internationally, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But, and then like again, from a marketing, from nothing, they literally created a YouTube video in a warehouse probably. And it's just so it looks amateur, which is what's great because people relate to it.
Yes. Well, they, and that's become their brand. It's just quirky, real, out there,
absolutely,
and appealing to real people.
Yeah.
It's not magnificent, only magnificent people, you know, shaving or whatever it would be.
Yeah, and also when people are doing campaigns and brands are looking to like get that, they're always looking for that like unique selling proposition and understand your consumer, and they have hit the nail on the head. And I don't think they did it really through client research.
Right,
they just did
not.
Through natural intuition and insight, and they just knocked that out the park.
Dina Diamond, thank you as always. Something a little bit different today. To tell us the name again.
The $1 Shave Club.
The $1 Shave Club. Go and look it up and have a look at some of the adverts. Absolutely wonderful.